Praise Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters. Monday morning, new week, new work week. In addition to the normal household things or whatever you had to deal, whatever we had to deal in the weekend. Now we are going to work. Some of us at home, work from home. Some of us have to take care of somebody who's not well, take care of children. Everything. Daily cares. Therefore, Jesus wants us, let not the daily cares and chores stifle and choke the word of God. So we must be aware, because our heart and mind can get caught up so much in the daily things that we forget about the Creator. Jesus Christ created everything. Everything was created in Him before all things, and by Him all things consist. The Bible says all things consist, means everything exists in Him. Therefore, and He is love. God is love and He is love. Jesus Christ is love. So everything consists in love. Everything consists in love. We ourselves exist in love. But now we have to take His love and release to others. And to do that, we must remind our heart and mind about this love, the love of God. God is love. The Bible is very clear. God is love. So anything that coming hate and everything else is not from God. It's from the enemy, Satan, the devil, and our fallen heart and mind, or fallen human beings are doing these things. But God is love, and we forgive all. How do we forgive all? We command our heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ, since everything consists in Him, and in Him everything is under His feet, and we can command our heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ to love all. And we love all, it gives us good health, prospers us. Why? One reason is, recently now science has come with it. For instance, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. You can use this in any Bible. It doesn't matter which translation we are using. Go and check it yourself. Because the reason will be the same. It says 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. Always be full of joy. Never stop praying. Whatever happens, always be thankful. This is how God wants you to live in Christ Jesus. Now, this is a command. This is how God wants us to live. Whatever happens, always be thankful. Now, of course, it's tough. Very tough. When things are going wrong. I know. I suffered. My family suffered. And from time to time, we'll have things going on. Because we are still in this world. And so when this happens, we remember scriptures like this and command our heart. Wow, God, my God, who died and rose again, has given an instruction. So heart and mind, you'll follow the instruction. We always be thankful. No matter what happens, to be thankful. Sometimes we are only thankful when things go, we believe, when we seem going in our way. When we apply for a job and the job is turned down. If you are in Christ Jesus, you give thanks. Because God doesn't want you to have the job. Because He has got a better plan for you. You must believe this. Because Jesus loves you. So when He blocks it, whoever has taken a covenant with Christ and say, I want to follow you, Lord. I want your word. I want you to save me. I am nothing. I'm a sinner. Please help me, Lord. And I want to walk your ways. And you have dedicated yourself to Christ. Whenever you go, something goes wrong. You better remember this. He has not forsaken you. He's going to see you through. He's giving you word. What happens, always be thankful. Now how to be thankful? By commanding our heart and mind in the name of Jesus Christ. To be thankful. And now science has come along. There's one, the late Emoto Masaru, a Japanese scientist. And what he has done is, he took two bottles of water first. And he put the word love on one bottle. And another bottle he put the word hate. After a few hours, he has equipment that flash freezes the water, suddenly freezes the water, and he got heavy equipment, microscopes and all that, and he decided to see how the crystals are formed. And he was shocked and amazed. And I was shocked and amazed when I saw the pictures, and you will be in the email. Ask for the email. They'll give it to you. The pictures are there. And it's from Emoto Masaru. He's passed away a few months ago. And he has given this science gift to us to see. Now, beautiful water, when love and appreciation was the most beautiful crystals that has formed. When there is hate, or you make me sick, I will kill you or something, or metal, heavy metal music. The water crystals become so bad, so bad. Therefore, heavy metal music harms us, harms our children. And now science is showing. Now, the issue is, people may argue with this science and all that. We are not in all this. He has taken some pictures to show us. We are looking at this. But our faith is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, the word that, remember, in Ephesians 5:26, when I first read it, Jesus said that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. I didn't quite understand it. And of course, we look at spiritual meanings and look. I use spiritual meanings and continued with it. But now this has taken a new angle to the meaning, isn't it? Washing of water by the word. Jesus is saying he's washing off the water. He washes the water. He washes water by the word. So when we use his word, he says he's washing off the water. So I used to wonder about this. But now we know the water changes with the word. Whatever words you use, the water is changing. So it could be, this could be the meaning for this. So in the name of Jesus Christ, when we begin to give thanks, no matter what happens, and rejoice always by commanding our heart and praying, crying out to Jesus Christ and say, thank you, Lord, forcing our heart and mind to accept that there is another plan, to accept that Jesus has got a better plan. Jesus will see me through. And when Jesus got a plan, his plan for each of us is for eternity. It's not just 1 or 2 days here, or 100 years here, or whatever. He plans us. He moves us. He allows his Holy Spirit to guide us and moving us, allow circumstances. And then we begin to move and we cry out to him because our will, our life must be in him. Absent from our body must be present with the Lord. That's the word of God. So we ask, Lord, when I'm absent from the body, I must be present with you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today, as we see this, now science has come along and you get the picture, you'll be amazed at the pictures. I was amazed, so I hope it also has an impact on you. So we use the word of God all the time. And to know that you know that you know that you know that you know that Jesus only loves you and has allowed some things. Allowed. He doesn't create trouble. Jesus doesn't create bad things. Only good things come from God. All good things come from God. All bad things come from the devil and everything else the fallen nature human being does. Whatever we sow, we will reap and all that. So whenever bad things happen, Jesus didn't intervene. And only he will know. He's a just God. He's a perfect God. So when in a person, a child of God, a servant of God, a disciple of Christ, who wants to obey him, something has gone wrong. You know that something else is going to see you through. He never leave you or forsake you. So let's remember this. No matter what going through, we will obey his word by giving. Always be thankful. Now, he has given the word quite clearly. When the water will change, we have anger, frustration, sorrow, hurt and all that. Again, sorrow dries our bones. So, therefore, we love and appreciate and gratefulness. Have the perfect water in our body. Our body, 70%, our body scientists say water is made of water. And some scientists say 90% of the brain is made of water. So, what more? Let's always have good thoughts. Always have good thoughts. And love and appreciate. And our water inside us also will change. It will be washing of water by the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Go in peace, brothers and sisters, this new week. Amen.